suffering. I knew him when fair weather friend of mine. Try not to think, I merely blink. Hope you wish away the light.
Welcome to another fucking fine episode of New Level Studios. Thank you all for joining us again, as always. What we are doing tonight is another, podcasting after midnight, baby. So we are on.
Is it after midnight?
It is.
It is.
Clock's up there, bro.
Rockin' to the dawn.
Exactly.
We will not be doing that. To the morning.
I'm not doing
that. I'm gone. I can't believe you don't know Judas Priest.
I know exactly what song you're singing. That's not what you're actually singing. No,
Colin just doesn't know it.
No, well, I know Judas Priest.
Well, yeah. You should have joined in the harmony. Though.
I'm not going to sing rockin'.
Well, you could sing bass.
I think
Daddy
that
sang
that
bass. Mom
sang tenor.
Me and little brother joined right yeah, in.
I think Phil Davis has already introduced himself quite well this evening, and of course he's outed.
I'm Phil.
He has already outed Colin.
No puedo hablar inglés.
Sí, exactly.
Say hi, friends. I'm Colin.
Buenos dias, chinga la madre. Buenos dias, amigos. Me llamo Colin. Estoy aquí en el podcast de Phil y Davis y New Level Studios.
At this time, please press unsubscribe for the SAP.
I like the English words in that sentence.
Uh-huh.
The rest I could do without. But I like the English words. I could understand those.
I guess we can get this started off on the right foot. So one of my favorite things is when I hear an individual speaking fluent Spanish, like on Telemundo or something like that, and they're going on, and all of a sudden they get to an only English word or name.
Oh, that is
by far my favorite thing I've ever heard.
It is.
And they speed the word up, and they say it in a Spanish accent. It's glorious. It makes me think that all English words should be spoken.
It makes me think I'm smart, because I can watch Telemundo and recognize like four words every hour, and I'm like, I'm watching Telemundo and I know what they're talking about. Like, it's great, man. I like it.
That's not the best part about Telemundo. Every show has women with like their breasts hanging out.
Yes.
And it's not just that they're big, it's that they're on full display.
They are like, I'm not going to say shame. No, I'm going to say it. No. They're fucking shameless when it comes to just absolute overly fucking outed, just females, just all the time.
I wonder,
titties out, full makeup. Those are the only chicks that they cast all the time, period, end of story.
I wonder if, like, you watch regular TV in Mexico, you know, because, like, in some European countries, they have, like, the weather girl that does, like, the topless weather and all that.
Yeah, I feel like
you know,
don't have that.
Like, the standards are a little bit set lower than what they are in America. Like, they don't have to block out all that shit.
Well, it's not that it's set lower. It's just in America, we're totally afraid of tits, but, you know, complete and total disavowalment.
I blame the Republicans for that one.
Yeah, well.
Well, fucking Ashcroft, he got a big $8,000 purple drape for the Statue of Liberty. So the Department of Justice, when he gave his press conferences, he did not have to stand in front of a boob. I think
what the fuck? Did that really happen?
Yeah, this really happened. I think that he did that because he would be compared to a boob. We would call Ashcroft a boob.
That's exactly what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Howitt dropping knowledge.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
To a new level.
I'm just not drunk yet.
Since the last time, or the previous podcast, which we did. We actually have an official name for our brewery now.
It's, the ICP brewery?
No.
Oh, fuck
it's,
you.
No, it's C&P Interloper. And if you want to explain to our audience, as you explained to me, what Interloper, what the literal meaning is.
Can I call it Interloper?
You can call it Pinnerloper if you like.
I was just going to call it Pinnerloper.
The C is silent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Can the P also be silent?
No. Yeah, the P can also
that
be
would
like,
be perfect. So yeah, interloper, but we have the CP in front of it. They're like, no, it's silent.
Yeah, we can absolutely do
We're
that.
We're European, it's
We're
fine.
European, it's fine, yeah. It's Greek. No. So basically, Phil and I are a bunch of bums, and our entire goal is to lie to our consumer base. So we're going to call it Interloper because we travel around. We don't have any, what's the word I'm looking for? We're vagrants. That's the word I'm looking
gotcha.
For.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're not. Those are interlopers.
We're interlopers.
Gotcha.
We're like 1845 snake oil salesmen traveling around
like
the
that.
Wild West
like
in a giant
a
wagon.
Like hobos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we brought today for you is a German double bock. Real dark, real
sweet. Kind it's of like chocolate.
Kind of heavy, sweet. The
it's actually not that heavy.
We did
you
get
guys
our,
all explained it to be like a real thick fucking syrupy Guinness status shit, and
it's not
it's
far
not,
from Guinness.
Oh, dude, this
no,
is way far from
this
Guinness.
This is a
lighter.
Long way from Guinness. It's yeah, not only is it lighter, it's less watery. There's more flavor. It's got better mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Like, I like Guinness.
I know that you're all about mouthfeel, Colin.
I like it.
I love mouthfeel.
I like it because we actually, Colin did learn how to read a hydrometer, and he read it perfectly last night, and this beer is 6.8% alcohol by volume.
So, just to add in, I bought a new toy specifically for the podcast, and I would like to be able to do this on each and every podcast and have it recorded. So, today I went out, and of all places, Best Buy had a breathalyzer. So what I did is I went to Best Buy, I bought a breathalyzer, and before the show we all went ahead and blew into the breathalyzer. Phil was already contaminated on two levels. A, he's been drinking all day, and B, he just took a sip of beer and blew into it. So Phil was a 0.16.
Which legally, or like...
Your double legal limit and should be slurring your words and having a difficult time walking.
That just means I'm a professional.
Exactly.
Well, that's one way to look at it. I can only go by what would only appear
to be... I want that
some
bitch to hit 0.50.
No,
dude, that's the maximum, and that actually is coma status.
Really?
That is no bullshit.
There's no coming back from that one?
Yeah, no. I think it was 0.38 is possible coma, 0.40 is possible fatality due to your respiratory system shutting down.
Holy crap.
So we'll get there tonight.
How
you, don't
yeah.
worry.
How are you going to blow a 0.40 if you're in a coma and can't breathe?
So and they had to go into a specific, they had a star next to this, because in the book that I got,
yeah,
which is like the owner's manual, it breaks down what each one is attributed to for most individuals. Now, they say that each person handles it differently, so it's, of course, not, you know, every single person at point, you know, four is going to feel absolutely fine. Like, me at point four wouldn't even, there would
point,
be no buzz.
Point oh four,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
.04, there would be no buzz. You know, I wouldn't even
feel
anything.
Yeah.
Well,
it goes
normal.
By, like, how your body weight, your, you know, your tolerance, like, how fast your liver process, all that. Like,
well,
no
so
two people are the same. Like,
but your blood alcohol content that is based on your body size and that, but it's not based on your
ability to stand and walk in a straight line and not slur your words, like how it affects your brain.
It's not based on your tolerance.
You
got to
think about it this way. It's not based on, it's a physical measurement,
right.
So it's an instant in time. This measures how much alcohol you're exhaling and then converts it to a measure of how much alcohol is in your blood,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's essentially, so it's BAC, blood alcohol content.
Yeah.
That's what this thing measures. So anyway, before the show, we all blew it. Colin blew one. It was clean. It was zero. I did it right beforehand. It was clean. It was zero. Phil, unfortunately, took a sip of beer, and it was 0.16.
I feel
so
like
was
I was
awesome.
Probably at like 0.03 or 0.02.
Yeah, probably. Because that's
around there.
When I first fucking blew. I had a beer at dinner, and then about 45 minutes later, we got home. And first when I blew it, which I think actually had to do with my e-cigarette, because there is propylene glycol in there. And it actually specifically states not to use that with it. Anyway, very first test I did was a 0.05. And
I feel like this instrument may not be that accurate then.
Oh, no, it's definitely not.
It just throws out random numbers.
Yeah, <It's> like, no. And it actually states that.
It could be a drinking game. Guess the number it's going to give you.
That's exactly what I wanted to do.
That's probably why they made this. We need to find this company and hire them for our marketing.
So,
see if they can market Interloper beer, because they're doing something right.
This one I'm actually probably going to return, because I found one online that's normally $180, which is accurate, like the same ones that the cops use, but it's only $79.
That's a hell
so
of a
that's
deal.
That's the one that I'm going to go with. I'm going to return this one and get that one. But I wanted this one. I thought it'd be fun. I thought it would be entertaining. And I think that it will definitely turn out to be. So anyway, moral of the story is we all blew, you know, either nothing or close to nothing. So at the end of the, or better yet, during the intermission, I think we should all go ahead and blow it and see where we're at. And then at the end, we'll go ahead and do the same thing.
After sampling the, what are we going to call this one? We can't just call it German Double Bock. We need to think of a name for it.
The
Blitzkrieg.
That works for me. I like it. So,
you know what? The problem with the Blitzkrieg, you know, despite my proclamation last time that Hitler was awesome. Hitler actually wasn't awesome.
I feel like Sam wasn't saying Blitzkrieg in reference to Hitler. I feel like it was more in a reference to the Metallica song from like the old school days.
Oh, how about the Ramones? I can get behind it if it's the Ramones.
Blitzkrieg pops. No, actually,
you can't call a German beer the Ramones.
No.
We can call it Blitzkrieg.
What I was coming down to was
okay,
Blitzkrieg.
I like that.
Due to the fact that A, it's a German beer. Okay. So we have a German heritage behind name. B, it's a high alcohol content. It'll get you drunk lightning fast. Blitzkrieg.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'm it. I like it. We're sold.
That's where I'm at. So Sam, that's what you need to come to me for, is I will name your beers.
Okay.
And that's the only thing. I will drink all of them and then name them after only all of them have been consumed.
The problem is the next one, the one that we're going to be bottling tomorrow, has already been named.
And that's okay. That's not something I need to step on.
Yeah, that one's called Jeff Hanneman. We brewed it the night that he fucking went to heaven to rock with fucking Dimebag. And guy?
Is he going to rock the angles?
He's up there rocking the angles with Dimebag. And what's the real short? Oh, Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, Dio. Yeah,
Ronnie James Dio.
I'm pretty sure they're all in hell, but I'm pretty sure they're all in like the best part of hell.
I feel like there's probably no heaven or hell. They're all just particles floating around in space somewhere.
Despite the white supremacist co-option of Norse mythology, I really like Valhalla. I think Valhalla is a good idea.
It's a great idea.
You know, you go fight all day, and then you go and you eat and drink all night and fuck.
I like it.
And then you get up in the morning, and you're resurrected, and you fight again.
Why don't we just do that now?
Don't you think you'd be tired of that shit, though, after like a couple of 100,000 years?
Fighting, the same thing, eating, over and over. And fucking? No.
I was just checking on Phil's birthday punches from his...
It's not that good.
Yeah, actually. It's really not. It's not that great. I think that all these were done by Melissa. I think these top ones were done by Melissa. Anyway, it was Phil's 333rd birthday.
Oh, that was what? Last Monday. Weekend, wasn't it?
That was on Monday.
Oh, that was... Oh, yeah, I remember, because I had a terrible fucking hangover into work on Tuesday. Oh,
fuck. It was not good.
I made you rape juice, you drank it, it was bad, dude.
Oh, yeah, you were just mixing random things and putting them together, and I was drinking them, were you not?
Whiskey, vodka, rum, no tequila, triple sec, sour mix, and drops of grenadine.
At the time, I was because I was already drunk enough that it didn't matter.
Dude, I had it, and it was good. Melissa had it, and it was good. Colin had it, and it was good. It was actually good.
Oh, yeah?
It was like the equivalent of a Long Island iced tea substituting like gin for whiskey and taking out tequila.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan of tequila myself, though.
That's because you are a tasteless scoundrel.
No, it's because I don't like the taste of that shit. The agave cactus or whatever it is. Is that what it comes from? Agave cactus?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a big fan of it.
I'm going to get you just one giant agave cactus.
I feel like you could probably just... Do you think you could just, like, eat agave cactus?
Yeah, it's tasty. It tastes like sugar. Really? It's like sugar bush. It's not a cactus.
Get drunk, but...
No, you're not going to get drunk because the sugar has to ferment and all that, but you could probably eat agave cactus or cook it.
Yeah, it's like aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Is that, like, what... Says the fuck who, dude? I got heartburn. That's what I figure works. I just open it up and spray it down my throat. It works.
But the gel, the goo from inside the aloe vera is like the clear liquid jizz.
I use the white shit.
No, like my grandmother. That's what reminds me at home. She always has a shit ton of aloe vera plants at her house because she's like a grandma and they have plants and stuff at their house. So, when I was a little kid. Like, anytime we would get hurt, or, like, if we would get burned, or we would, like, scrape our knees. Like, aloe vera, it was, like, my grandmother's version of, like, Robitussin. It's like,
Robitussin.
fell down, scraped your knees. Oh, just rub some aloe vera on it.
See,
your hair's on fire? Just rub some aloe vera on it.
See, your grandmother had it going right.
And little Jimmy fell in the well and he can't get out? Just rub some aloe vera on it.
The barn's on fire? Oh, yeah, no, just rub some aloe vera.
Aloe vera, dude, it'll put it out.
What's better about that in comparison to what my grandmother did is that I burned my fingers one day, I think playing with fire. Yeah, big shock. And
everybody played with fire when they were a kid.
See, what happened was...
What happened?
is that my... my mother wasn't home, and it was only my grandmother, and I come running in, I'm crying, I'm like, fuck, my fingers hurt. So what she does is she wraps my fingers with butter, a stick of butter.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale.
And that shit burned so fucking bad for so long, and I was just screaming, and she's like, no, 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 it's good for it, it's good. That shit is not good for it.
No.
I just wanted to throw that one out there. So Phil got, like, aloe vera, which feels nice and soothing. I had fucking butter poured on my on all the burns on my hands and shit. So, less than awesome. I think that your grandmother is beating the game, Philip Davis. And also, may I add, there is some more Blitzkrieg in here, so don't pour a full one.
That's the accent. That's for me.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, done and done. Apparently, Colin likes the ass, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to be an ass man sometimes.
Man, so when I got chicken pox, I know everybody gets them, but I got mine real late, like 8, 9, 10. I can't remember when.
I think I got mine around 6, huh?
I still have scars from it. Like, I have a big fucking
well. You know, if you get chicken pox, you can later in life get shingles and die.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the same virus as herpes. Yes. I'm very familiar.
It's all the same thing. So I'm looking forward to Phil getting shingles. Colin, go on.
My mom poured a bathtub and filled it with a whole can of Quaker oatmeal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what dude, oatmeal baths.
Yeah.
That's what I did when I was a fucking kid. Like,
really?
You get chicken pox,
it stops you from itching.
That's not weird. Like, that apparently is like
weird. Yeah, that's pretty normal.
That's like what your doctor says. You're like, no, go home, take an oatmeal bath.
My mom did that too. It's really? Like pretty normal. Yeah, it's because it helps it from stop itching. It's like putting calamine lotion on it.
Yeah, okay.
You remember that white calamine lotion shit?
White.
Yeah.
No, it's pink, right?
It comes in a pink bottle, but the lotion is white.
No. My lotion was fucking pink, bro. I don't know what your fucking dad did to you, bro, but, I mean, if he was just jizzing in a calamine lotion bottle and you were rubbing that shit on.
In a pink bottle, and it comes out, and it's white.
Jizzing in a calamine bottle.
It's the same thing.
White calamine lotion.
That's like a small, you know, little target there, man. You can't, like, wank with a calamine bottle.
Yeah,
you gotta have
fucking aim on that one. Yeah, I'll tell you what. After taking a few tests that I needed to take, man, you gotta fucking jizz into a little fucking cup. You know what? You learn to get accurate.
Yeah.
You learn to get real fucking accurate.
I would just tell them to give me a funnel. I'd be like, fuck being accurate. You're going to need to cover this entire room in black tarp and then make it all come into one funnel and they'll drip off the walls into the funnel into where you need it to be. Like, I'm going to need certain requirements before I go in and do this.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When I say accurate, I mean like just a garbage bag full, like a full Glad bag. And I just emptied the Glad bag.
Do you just step inside the garbage bag and then just go into town?
No.
And then step out of it?
No, I used the Glad bag as like a condom. Like the whole thing and just rubbed it off inside of that and then just squeezed out like a couple drops into the cup. And I was like, all right, I'm good. Everything I need.
A couple of drops. I mean,
they don't have nobody to assist you with that. I feel like your insurance pays enough money that they should have somebody to assist you with that.
They do.
Like nurses and shit.
Yeah.
Know?
How cute was he?
Her name's Melissa.
Yeah.
She's sitting next to me.
She went to the doctor's office.
No. They let her go to the doctor's office. This is all at home shit.
They give you the cups and you bring it home?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had to go to the doctor's office and like
you
do
the whole thing. So what I'm talking about.
Because I've heard different. I'm just heard a different story.
And out my.
And what you're saying.
My absolute most personal of all personal lives. So recently I had a procedure done, and the outcome of this procedure was I needed to check whether or not I still was able to inseminate a female.
So you're shooting fucking blanks.
Now? Yes, I am.
And congratulations.
It's a beautiful thing. I am one and done. I have Lucas. He is a good fucking kid, and I was satisfied with the outcome of the first one. Didn't want to return, and certainly was not interested in additional purchases from this company. So, therefore, I cut off all ties with that. But anyway,
so what do you have to do with the cups? Do you like mail it into them?
No, that's the beauty of it, man. It's in home.
They have somebody
testing.
That comes and picks it up.
It's in home testing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can go and fucking go find out that you're shooting blanks. I mean, I'm sure at this point,
do you
the amount
put
of drugs
like
that you've had?
Do you put just like a little? It's like an at home drug test where you pee in it, and then
exactly
you just put the paper strip in there. Oh, fuck
what
that.
Does the strip that's, look like?
So it's not
like
actually
pink
a strip.
Is pregnant or plus is fucking pregnant or whatever.
That's exactly what it was. It showed that I was pregnant.
Really?
Actually, on the first test, it showed that I had more sperm than the fucking thing could actually handle. And I was like, oh,
you were off the charts?
Yeah, it just went to like 9,000 and then just went fucking 9,999. I was like, oh, god damn. How did I get more? I don't know. No. So I'm sure this is totally the most interesting thing in the world for all of our listeners right now. All four of them. Yeah. I'm sure Melissa will listen to it once, and then Colin will listen to it once. But I'll listen to it a couple times while editing, and that'll be it. Anyway, if anyone is listening there and they actually do subscribe to this and hear this,
come tell punch your Sam friends, in the nuts.
Do really, just do anything you can. Just tell your friends, fucking, I need more listeners, please, for the love of God.
It's anyway, for a sperm count, guys.
It you is gotta for, help no, me that's,
no,
that's
well,
trust me, I made sure of that. Titanium clips made sure of that shit.
But, you should tell Sam about the lesbian that almost got you arrested.
Oh, man, that's a good segue, but, dude, you got to let me have a few more beers. I'll tell about selling my sperm, though.
All right, well, let's hear this.
No, I don't know if, like, the mostly male audience
I think all the male audience, you, like, because hey, it's probably just going to be Ryan Patton. About shit. It's just Ryan Patton. He's definitely at home fucking being like, oh, I should have been on the podcast talking about jizz with these guys, and fucking, he's not.
I think
that's
if like, you...
That's a topic you would have been down for,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, he would have taken that and ran with it and never fucking slowed down.
Well, I agree with that one.
I miss Ryan Patton.
No, but honestly, selling sperm is good money.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's good money. It's $300 a week.
It's an untapped market. Damn.
Yeah.
That's like more than people make working at McDonald's.
Yeah. Dude.
Well,
but the problem is you can't sell your jizz if you work at McDonald's. Nobody wants that shit.
Oh, everybody wants
that
shit.
They want somebody who's college educated and tall, and you know it helps that I'm blonde.
Okay.
I had.
You're telling me that you sold your sperm to the Hitler Youth.
Yes.
Well.
To hit you.
We are trying to re-inseminate the Aryan race. So I'm blonde and tall, and
I'm a boy from Brazil. I speak a couple languages. I'm college educated. I have no family history of cancer or anything like that.
Yeah.
At the time, I didn't know that my grandfather would get Alzheimer's and you know lose his mind. So
$300 a week. Do you have to go in like every day? Is it like an 8-hour job? Like you go in, punch your time card, go to the bathroom. You've got your collection of magazines.
There are some there are some limitations.
I mean, I imagine you know you were probably doing this years ago. I imagine in this day and age, it's like a regular fucking job. You go in, sit down at your computer, log in, you know, pull up some porn. Beat off.
Okay, so you can't masturbate or have sex for 3 days prior to. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Have sex for 3 days prior to.
I know that game. It was 48 hours for my test, so yeah. I see where you're going with this.
You only get $100 of it up front. I was unemployed. I was living in this condemned house, paying rent for it. But
I like this story.
And so I walk over to the cryo bank.
I have to stop you for 1 second. Did you just say you were paying rent on a condemned house?
Yeah. No.
I thought you were a fucking educated individual. You're all talking to you like, I'm college educated. I speak a few languages. You're paying rent on a condemned house. This is like a story of a Dumb and Dumber right now.
So this
I was squatting in this house with three walls and no roof, and I was paying Leroy $8 a month.
Hold up. There were lace walls like you see in the whorehouses in the 1800s.
I like that.
It was a fortune teller's home, so there was two front doors.
Two front doors? Really? Yeah. When one's not enough, go with two.
Is that like a reception area and then like the business area?
No, there's the business area and then there's the living area.
Oh, I gotcha.
And my buddy Troy, who was not on the lease, he was living in the actual fortune teller office area.
The reception area? Or the business area?
The business area, yeah.
I feel like that couldn't be that big. Like, if you're a fortune teller, how much room do you really need? Like, we're not talking about warehouses and storing supplies and shit.
Like I wouldn't have a seance in anything smaller than at least 50,000 square feet.
There were, like, glow-in-the-dark stickers on the ceiling and everything.
Where was this?
This is an awesome house.
You know where Breeze Hardware is on 29th Street?
No idea.
You know where Toy Joy is?
No idea.
Yeah, I do. I've been there before.
Okay. So Toy Joy is at Guadalupe and 29th.
Okay.
And it was just west of that.
Okay. All right. Is this still available?
No. Somebody bought it turned it into a $800,000 home with two stories.
Ooh. Good grief.
God, yeah. I like that.
Is this the house you lived in when you lived with the roller derby girls?
This is the house that Jack built.
He used to live in a house with three or two roller derby girls?
Two roller derby girls and a makeup artist who was squatting on the couch.
So how was it living with three lesbians?
Well, none of them were lesbians, actually.
The roller derby girls are like...
They would bring dudes home and...
Beat the hell out of them with roller skates?
Might have beat the hell out of them, but those dudes were getting laid,
paid $300 for their sperm. No. This is how the story ends.
Babe Ruthless and Booty Queen were two really cool chicks, and Babe Ruthless was so hot that my voice dropped an octave when I spoke with her.
Really?
Your voice dropped an octave.
Yeah, when I spoke with her. So
were they paying rent on time? Because I feel like being a roller derby girl is not really a lucrative occupation.
I was paying them. It was right after I sold a business plan to make...
You were paying roller derby girls to live with you and not fuck you?
This is super interesting, just on the basis of... I'm past the whole roller derby thing, but you're talking about your voice dropped an octave down because you were attracted to a female to a level that it was just intense.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so I've never heard of this before. So does this mean that Batman wants to fuck every single individual he speaks with?
No, he's only gargling only semen. It's males, yeah. Dude.
So it's that's an only male thing. So Batman, when you get down like this, and you talk about the Mark Bills, and you say, swear to me. Then at that point, then it's
a little too intense.
Yeah, that means too much. It's only, yeah, that's only so guys.
This is but my when you get down like this, yeah, you start exactly. talking to chicks.
Like, so this is my normal...
fucking married me.
Exactly.
I get it.
You know? But, you know, she'd walk around in these short shorts and she'd walk by my door and I would be talking on vent with and playing Diablo because I was unemployed.
We need more nuts.
Nice.
Yeah. And she'd walk by and my voice would drop an octave on vent.
Hey, guys, we really need to get fucking bail down right now. We need to get this
taken care of. And now let's go ahead, take the eastern flank, and I'll fucking cast a fireball, and we'll get this shit done.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably exactly how it happened.
No, but...
That's how it happened in my mind. I didn't see it. That's how it happened in my mind. It's true.
This is better than
it's
the internet.
It's as good as seeing it on the internet.
Well, actually, this is the internet right now.
This is the internet, but Babe Ruthless was hot.
So it's true.
Yeah, and,
all this is true.
I forget Booty Queen's real name.
Booty Queen? I feel like it's Booty Queen. Like, that's her Christian name.
Yeah. No, if your mom named South Booty African. Queen from the start, you're not doing any better than South that. African. You might as well just roll with it.
Dude, I would go with it.
You might as well.
Really hot accent, and she was good looking.
Where is she from?
South Africa.
Yeah, now it's all
ain't there a ship yeah. ton of white people in South Africa?
Yes.
It's called apartheid, sir, and there are more black people.
In South Africa?
Yeah, you know,
Melbourne. Who work for the white people?
Saying white people who live in South Africa. Don't work
for the white people.
No, I didn't say work with, I said for.
Well, maybe work for.
Yeah, it's South Africa.
The question is of pay, but, you know, conflict diamonds, all that shit, yes.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
They get paid?
No.
I think that's what I more in Central Africa is where all the diamond mines and shit are.
South Africa has a ton of them, and gold, too.
Well, it's all over Africa, man. That's where the diamonds come from.
Yeah.
And
all of my jokes are bad. I'm not saying.
Yeah, no. I'm going to steer myself out of this darkened, black as midnight, fucking river that we're rolling down right
and
now.
And then
we're
compress them into a clear, sparkly object that women like.
There you go.
Like. All right, can't you make your own diamonds out of just like charcoal and like a big giant hydraulic press, and it like compresses all the carbon
and
shit.
Billions of years and diamonds. Tons of energy that you will never recoup the cost on because diamonds are
rare. Okay, so then how do they make fucking cubic zirconias? I know it can be
done. In a lab, it's not a real diamond. That's why they're fucking $100 for fucking 10 of them.
Yeah, so there's a way to make that shit that looks similar to a diamond. It's
yeah, in a lab, it's not a real diamond, though.
I feel like if you got a brick of charcoal and put a bunch of pressure on it and
you
then
can't
ran
do that
over it
with
the car.
Look. Yeah, that's a real diamond.
It looks like a fucking stone to me.
I can't tell.
Like, I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, you could. Trust me.
Think
yeah,
so?
Yeah.
Like,
if I put up a
cubic
zirconia versus fucking what's on her hand right now, you will be like, holy shit, that
was
like garbage.
The cubics they're like more cloudy. They're not clear.
They're clear, but they're not a diamond color. So, like, you have colored diamonds, which are cheap. You have fucking cloudy diamonds, which are cheap. And then you have crystal clear fucking non-colorless diamonds, which are not. Let me repeat that again. Not fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Because I could have had a motorcycle right now. So. Yeah. That's just for one rock.
Yeah.
But, man, you can totally tell the difference just by looking at it. And it's not like, oh, yeah, let me study this, and I'm a fucking, I'm a jeweler, and let me put my fucking eye socket piece in and all that stuff. No, like, but you can look at two rings and say, all right, this is costume jewelry and this isn't.
I'm not a master of the bling bling.
Oh, so either am I.
I'm the bling blow.
Bling blow.
I don't really know too much about it. But it's fucking expensive, and I know it's not for me. So
that's all comes down to all that I need. It all comes down to the human experience, and that we're all fucking infants in our brains, and the fact that a shiny object, is what we're all attracted to. It's shiny. It's considered beautiful because it's shiny, and it takes our minds off of things.
That's 5,000 years of human tradition on shiny objects, though. I mean,
that's all it is.
Yeah, gold.
Fucking exactly. Any precious material is generally either shiny or incredibly useful.
Oh, here, get this. In the time of Louis the 14th, aluminum was considered a precious metal.
There you go. Still should be. That's fantastical.
Yeah. What time was Louis the 14th? Like 1500s?
I'd say it's time for the halftime. That's when Louis the 14th was.
Probably.
Halftime, bro-sif.
So we have to test all the...
We do have to test it, and we will do that during halftime. Only because there's too many beeps and it takes too goddamn long. But nevertheless, this is halftime. So I hope that everyone that isn't listening enjoys the musical interlude that we will provide for you on this fair, fair evening.
Also, Ryan Wobble, Burger Patton, call me. Call me.
Muscle on paper, boy. All right. Say goodnight, Colin.
Good night, Colin.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Through the dead of night, take refuge in the trees and beg, please appeal. Just let me survive. This is my kind of place. Our creatures crawl under your skin and everywhere. Call the blades that cut you in your soul.
Sure.
Welcome back to another episode of New Level Studios Productions podcast. Welcome back. We are on welcome act back, two. Welcome so back, the back. All of
do you
the,
remember Welcome Back, Cotter? You're I as do, old as I
personally do as well, dude.
Welcome back,
really? But you what remember? I can say is that we all did the breathalyzer test, and
oh, we did.
Results were somewhat inconclusive yet somewhat accurate. So I blew a .09. So that was after two or three of these delicious brews.
Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
That's what Blitzkrieg.
This bottle's good too.
Nice. Well, yeah. I will crack that bitch in just a moment. Phil, you blew a what?
0.17.
Wait, no, yeah. it's too many. No, I did 0.17. Yes.
0.17.
And Colin blew a 0.16.
So I'm still winning.
Yeah.
Yes.
By a hair.
And then Colin went ahead and drank the ass end of a beer, blew into it again, and he actually beat the game by all stretches. He got a .26.
Yeah, but I'm...
Which is a false positive.
False, we're not false
gonna,
positive.
That's not going to go on positive. The record. That's not going to go on the record.
I concur.
So the great news today, I finally got my racing wheel in.
That's right. So you bought a... Or you bid on and bought a racing wheel on eBay. Is that
a
correct?
A $400 racing wheel. And I bought
it. How much did you get it for?
Well... So this was, what, 2 days ago, and there was like 18 hours left, and I was a winning bidder at $202, and this other guy bid against me, and it was $205, and Colin was there, and I was like, man, I got to bid on it. I want to win it. I got to bid on it, and Colin was like, hold off. Don't do it yet. Don't do it. He was like, wait on it. Wait till the last minute, and I'm like, no, I can't do it, and it was extremely difficult to have that much self-restraint. So I waited the 15 hours. I waited till the next day. I came back, and there was like 2 minutes left on it. Like less than 5 minutes. Yeah, like 2 minutes left on it. And the bid was still the same. So I'm like, you know what? I'm taking this. So I bid 240 on it. And then the guy was
205
like,
to 240?
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure I won it. Like I didn't actually bid 240. That was like my maximum limit it would go to was
gotcha.
240.
Gotcha.
So I bid 240, and then he saw that, and there was like a minute and 30 seconds left, and he bumped it to 220, and then eBay automatically raised it to 222, and then there was like a minute left, and he bumped it to 228, and then eBay bumped it to 230, and it got down to like 15 seconds left, and he bumped it to 235, and with like 5 seconds left, eBay bumped it to 237.50. And I won
nice.
The thing.
That's
and like,
pretty fucking awesome.
I was at work, right? And I was like, yeah. And I jumped up. And I was like, yes.
See, that's what I should have done. I didn't even know that you could set like a fucking max bet so it auto outbids the next motherfucker.
I didn't know about eBay until Colin showed me. Dude, I got like two. I told you about this. I got two pairs of shorts and a shirt, all brand new shit for like $14 plus shipping and handling
from
eBay.
I feel like it
eBay.
Wasn't brand new.
No, it is. I can.
He wore the shirt on his birthday, man.
I saw yeah. the shirt.
Yeah. Brand new.
Yeah, I feel like it was used.
No,
by me.
Brand new.
As a jizz rag.
Because, like, as soon as I opened it, like, you know how you get that brand new shirt smell? Like, they had that brand new, like, it didn't smell like it had been washed or been through a
gotcha.
Washing machine.
Gotcha.
Like, it was that brand new shirt
so
smell.
So they sprayed a shirt with Febreze, packaged it, and
no,
then said,
you could tell the difference between Febreze and brand new shirt smell. I can tell the difference.
No, I agree, man. That's pretty cool. I got a little interested in you were talking about that, especially since a weekend before that, you know, you made those purchases. I went out and dropped like fucking $95 or $100 going clothing shopping for like one pair of shorts and a couple of fucking polos and dress shirt.
Holy shit.
Shit
man.
Like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a bargain fucking shopper just on the basis of I'm fucking broke and clothes will never be in my budget. Just not
well,
that kind of person. So I went to fucking Ross. I don't know how many people that are listening know Ross, especially up in New York. I don't know if they even
they do. They have Ross.
So yeah,
up in
I went
New
shopping
York.
At Ross and yeah. I got a I got like a Puma fucking polo for like a golf shirt, and it's like it wicks the wetness away, and that shit cracked me up. So I got like one of them fucking like mesh ones, and then I got like a fucking short sleeve dress shirt, and then another dress shirt, and fucking pair of pants, and all this other shit. And then we went to like Kohl's, Target. Anyway, it was terrible, but I spent way too much money. So when you came to me and you were like, "Yo, I got fucking all this shit for like $14," I was like, yeah. "Seems fucking kind of legit." If you like shit stains and
legit.
Shorts,
no. There's no shit stains. It's 100% legit.
Well, then
fucking quality
I'm not
material.
Willing to pay that much without shit stains.
Well, you got to pay extra for that. I wasn't willing.
Extra? Yeah. I'll go designer, bro.
I wasn't willing to pay extra. Like the acid wash
jeans. I want the shit stained jeans.
I wasn't willing to pay extra for that. Well,
you fucking are not willing for anything then. You've totally failed me on all fucking fronts.
No, it's good quality stuff though, man. Colin's the one that got me into it.
eBay is awesome for clothes. You have to follow a couple rules. First and foremost, you have to go in there willing to wade through a massive pile of shit. It's like going to the thrift shop, just like Macklemore says.
Yeah. It takes, you have to go through a couple of pages of. Did you say like,
Michael Moore?
Macklemore.
Oh.
Macklemore.
He's the dude who looks like the new iteration of Vanilla Ice.
Well, that sounds amazing. Really?
No.
No, this sounds pretty terrible.
That's actually. A style that I would like to follow. Does he have a jacket that says Up by Law?
No, he doesn't. But he talks about buying a fur coat that smells like piss.
Well, I'm down for that. Yeah. Like, that I'm willing to pay for.
You're going to have anything to go to outside Salvation of that, Army for
not
that.
Not that happy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's the entire... The song is called Thrift Shop. Oh, I can't hear myself anymore.
That's fine. I can hear you.
Okay,
good. eBay is kind of like a thrift shop, but you have more options. You can, like, mess around until you find the best option, you know?
Exactly. I mean,
it takes some digging, though. Like, you have to go through... Like you said, you have to wade through all the crap to get to the good stuff.
Well... Put it this way, I got four pairs of jeans for about $50.
Which is pretty impressive, because if you go to Walmart, you get one pair of jeans, and it's like $22.
Yeah.
So you multiply that times four. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. And plus, you got boots. You got two pairs of boots.
I got two pairs of boots for $30. And one of them fit, and the other one fit my buddy. So he got that.
So that's a win-win right there.
So
John Thompson got a free pair of boots, and you got a pair of boots for $30.
What a pair of boots! What kind of boots are we talking about here?
Like cowboy boots,
handmade cowboy boots. I almost wore them tonight. My pair is fucking awesome. You can see the nails in them.
And how much was it?
The pair that I have were $22 plus shipping.
Holy shit! Because I've seen them motherfuckers in boot shops before. Like when I moved down here, I was like, well, maybe I'll get myself a nice pair of boots. And I looked at them and they're like, well, this is like $640 for your entry level. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But the
boots are expensive nowadays.
The pair that I got are handmade in Olathe, Kansas for $350.
Hmm.
And then John actually got the better pair of boots, but they were $12, but they were mulberry. They were purple.
Well, Jesus Christ.
I actually tried those on. And it's weird because you would probably be in the same situation as me. So for, I would say, at least the last 10 years of my life, I've been wearing skate shoes.
Yeah.
Which are just completely flat bottom shoes, no tread or anything. So he brought, when he first got the boots in, he brought them in. He was like, yeah, these are way too small for my foot. He was like, what size is your foot? And I'm like, oh, like 10 and a half. He was like, try these on. So I put one of them on and I stood up and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a little big, but I could probably do it. And I was like, give me the other one. Let me walk around. So I put both of them on, and I tried to walk around, and I felt like a hooker walking in 9-inch stilettos. Like, the boots are all, like, weird, and, like, my ankles twisting sideways, and I couldn't do it. Like, it's weird, man, because I'm so used to wearing just, like, you know, flat-bottom skate shoes and not being elevated at all.
Well, I did step it up to my cross trainers, and it's only on the basis of I wasn't willing to go the distance and apply duct tape to my skate shoes. So.
those like, are my you got house some shoes.
Fucking knockoff fucking Airwalks with duct tape wrapped around one of them so your foot don't get wet when it fucking rains.
Exactly.
Like, I switched to my fucking cross trainers that I bought for the bar.
I didn't. Well, I the shoes I wear now that I wear to work and every day normally are steel toe shoes.
No one needs it. Dude, you work at fucking EA.
I know, like,
what are you going to do, ram your own foot up your ass? Fucking steel-toed boots?
No, like, but I have... No, here. They're not boots. They're shoes. They're steel-toed shoes. And I had them when I worked in Dallas at when I was a forklift. At the
box factory?
Yeah, when I was a forklift driver.
The fucking box factory.
I had... So those steel-toed shoes...
Hold up, from they, like make, 2000 they make boxes there? I mean, like...
Yeah, no, really? That's where I exactly where you're going. Like, I would love to work at a box factory, but unfortunately Phil made like cardboard boxes there. Not nearly as enticing as fucking an actual box factory.
Yeah,
like,
no.
The box factory
is just cardboard.
I don't even
boxes.
know what actually, that would be like a brothel.
That should be the name of our club.
The when Box Factory.
When Interloper Beers needs to make a club for the brewery, that's going to be our brewery. Name. We're going to really? Be the Box Factory.
The Box Factory.
The Box Factory. I have like a hookup.
I oh, still I like know a that. Couple of dudes that work over there. It's up in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, no one wants to go there.
No, nobody no one really. Wants to go I there. I grew up there. Nobody does want to go there.
No one wants to go to Grand Prairie. But you open up a club in Austin called the Box Factory, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it'll be a good fucking scene up in that bitch.
You got to get
with it. A little bit of luck. I mean, we can get some hookers.
Probably you got to get it downtown, close to the college.
Nah, just put it on Runberg.
And it, well, no, because the closer you can get it to the college, even if it's a crappy, you have no marketing, no advertising.
Oh, you mean like just the hideout?
Be in the location, people are going to show up. I'm not going to name any names, but I know the place you're talking about.
I'm going to name the hideout, and I'm going to call fucking Shenanigans on that shit.
Actually, Shenanigans is a great bar. Shenanigans takes the whole trashy club thing. Whoa,
calm down, sir.
No. Shenanigans takes the whole trashy club thing, gives it some halfway decent bartenders, and the trashy club prices.
I like and the bartenders.
And you
go in there,
and you can smoke. Because they don't give a fuck about the law. And you meet people like Cyclops. Did you ever meet Cyclops?
I met Cyclops. I met Cyclops at both Shenanigans and Roadhouse. So for anyone who's unfamiliar with either one of these spots that we're fucking naming right now, terribly this is a Northwest Austin fucking just, oh God. Just,
white I don't trash. Even know what
you call it. I mean, Whiskey Tango Bar would be one way for it. But yeah. Another one would just be like, if you're bored and you really want to go hang out with Scum of the Earth at like 11:30 on a Sunday morning, head out to Shenanigans.
You know what,
head
though?
Out to Roadhouse. Yeah. You want to run with a fucking rough crowd?
And
Roadhouse, maybe. Shenanigans, no. They're just a bunch of fucking old barflies. So you know if you ever want to experience that, just whiskey-soaked 60-year-old women, Shenanigans is the fucking bar for you. Or if you want to man the harpoons.
They yes. can't handle whiskey at Shenanigans or the Roadhouse. This is 10-cent wine places.
Yo, Roadhouse, they handle fucking whiskey all night, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
The best part about Shenanigans, the absolute best story ever, the best part about Shenanigans was our good friend, we call Griff, him Griff.
Grifferson.
We call him Griff. His name is Michael Dale Griffith. He currently resides in Louisiana. Oh, God,
I wish I had his full address.
If I had his full address, I'd give it to him. But he became a seafaring man that night. He definitely learned how to man Ahab, the harpoons. Man.
He went was full Ahab. Fucking Ahab, yeah. And it's all new to me. This he is completely on me.
He had a whale, he picked and up a he white had her whale. In his sights. So Sam can tell you the full story, because Sam was behind the bar. Working.
I was bartending.
Sam was behind the bar when this happened, and me and Griff came in. I had got off work. Griff was off work.
Oh, God. We were like, fucking,
let's
Kelly?
Go to Shenanigans.
I told him to come down. It was like fucking like 10 o'clock on a fucking Friday night or some shit, and I was like, yo, come on down to Shenanigans.
Was it Kelly?
Kelly.
No, you've never met this whale.
This is amazing. No, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But anyway,
yeah.
So no, this is amazing. This is like 10 o'clock on a Friday night. I was like, yo, I'm fucking behind the bar tonight. Come on down. We'll all have a good time. I'll fucking have a few fucking beers with you, a couple shots, whatever. So like, they all come down. They're shooting pool, and I'm fucking, you know, bringing them some beers, and I'm drinking beers, and you know, everything's cool, and I'm working behind the bar.
Well, it was only me and Griff.
Yeah.
Like, Griff met these girls.
Oh, yeah.
At the
place. Yeah, no. This all had, it wasn't like, yeah. Phil and Griff came down just alone. It was just Phil and Griff, and that was where it was at, because we lived a block away from the fucking bar.
Yeah, we lived right across the street. So, yeah, it was within walking distance.
Oh, God, it was so good. So, fucking, they meet these chicks, and this is actually after I'm serving them beers and hanging out with them. So I go back behind the bar and I actually get some fucking work done. And I'm bartending, I'm doing this and that, and the waitress is coming up. She's like, I need 5 shots of well whiskey. I was like, who the fuck is ordering shots of well whiskey? And they're like, oh, yeah, whatever, nobody did. So I pour out 5 shots of well whiskey. Waitress comes back, hey, can I get 4 shots of well whiskey? I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I like the way that the numbers kept fucking dwindling, because after the first one, you're like, no, do not want. It was like, I think it was called 5-Star Beam was name of the fucking whiskey.
It might be Kentucky Derby.
Oh, God,
there.
It was so fucking raw.
After
it was
the first
the
one,
worst.
I was done. After the first one, that's where I checked out. I said,
so,
nope.
The waitress keeps coming back again and again. She's like, yo, I need another 3 shots of fucking well whiskey. Another 3 shots of well whiskey. And all of a sudden, I start to see who she's bringing them to, and I look up, and Griff is fucking wasted with this fucking 350-pound chick who just keeps buying him fucking shots.
That
and
might be
the
low
second
ball,
that man. Happened, I was like, no, you know what? I'm buying the rest of the shots for the rest of the night. Dude, and I sent like four sets of fucking rounds over to the table.
I saw this happening. I saw this happening when the first round of shots that she bought. She was like, "Oh, I'm gonna buy shots of whiskey," and I was there. Like, me and Griff were playing pool, and this chick came up and started talking to Griff. So she's like, "Oh, I want to buy you guys a round of whiskey." I'm like, "All right, yeah, let's do it." So the first round of whiskey came, we shot it. I'm like, "Oh wait, this is not whiskey." I was like, "There's something wrong with this here.
This is just piss."
That's why the shots kept dwindling in numbers.
To get down to it was the fat chick and then a skinny older chick who was working with Phil and fucking Griff. And it just came down to the two chicks and Griff. And I was just pouring out shots happily. I was like, "You know what? I'll buy the bottle for fucking $80 at actual bar price and send it over just to have fun." And oh my god. It was great, dude. I got off of work at like 5:30 from that fucking joint. 5:30 in the morning.
That chick jumped in the back of the beast.
Yeah, and fucking no one was there when I got home. And I was like, "Oh my fucking god." Griff and Phil both were my roommates. And fucking no one was home. And I was like, "It's 5:30 in the morning. All I was doing was serving fucking like 20 shots of well whiskey over to that table. No one's home." I was like, "They both have AIDS and they're both being fucking just completely strangled and suffocated by 350-pound bitches." I was like, "My work here is done. I'm good."
Well, no,
I've done my job tonight. I've earned my fucking keep.
So the part
was the beast rocking?
The part of the story that Sam didn't see because he was at work, I saw full force.
Here we go.
So
here's the second portion.
The one girl, the skinny girl, she was like older, but she was skinny. And then Griff was with the whale. And then they were there with the skinny girl's cousin or her brother or something like that. So we were all leaving the bar. This was back in the
something
day when
hot
I had
tub or something.
No, well, yeah, this was back in the day when I had the beast. You know, it was fucking big, huge 1988 Suburban four-wheel drive. So her cousin had like a 1997 Jeep, and he had like big tires on it, and it was lifted up. And so we went outside, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, let's go back to my apartments, and we can hop this fence and jump in a hot tub and blah, blah, blah." I was like, "All right, whatever." So Griff was riding with me. And he was like, "Dude, man, let's just go to the hot tub." Like, the whale was all hanging on his back. She was all over
the whale was
and
ready
he was
for
like,
it.
"Bro, we need to go to this hot tub. Let's just go to their apartment. Let's go over there." So I was like, "All right, whatever. Fuck it, man. I'm drunk. Let's drive around. I got a gigantic Suburban. I don't care if I run into shit." So we drove over there, jumped over the fence at this guy's apartment. Griff and the whale got in the hot tub. The old chick got naked and got in the hot tub with Griffin the whale. And then I was there, and I was like, I was standing on the outside because I'm not jumping over a 7-foot fence to get in the hot tub.
I guarantee he was in the hot tub fully clothed, though. Nonetheless, there were two naked bitches in Griff, and then
shirt
Phil
on,
was in.
Shirt on, pants off.
No, pants on, shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
That's what was going on for
no,
Phil.
They weren't. Griff and the whale weren't naked. Only the old chick was naked, and I don't know why she got in naked, because like it was only Griff and the whale.
It wasn't that vibe.
Griff had his boxers, and he took his shirt and his pants off, and then the whale took her clothes off, and she had just like bra and panties. So it
he
was
had
like
rolls and rolls. So nothing, that's all she was wearing.
Nothing really
you just
happened.
Pick one and
at
go
that
to
point,
town.
Like we were sitting there, they were in the hot tub for like 30 minutes, whatever, and I was outside the fence, and I was hollering to Griff, because I never came in the fence. I'm like, "Yo, let's fucking leave, man. Fuck this shit. Let's go. Let's leave." So finally, after 30 minutes, you know, he was like, "All right." So they came out, they jumped back over the fence, and we got in the fucking beast and left. And the old chick was like, "Oh, I'm gonna ride with you guys," because
question,
me and Griff
were
going
craters
home.
When the whale jumped the fence?
No, I didn't see that, because when I told Griff, I'm like, "Look, dude, let's get the hell out of here. Let's leave." I started walking back to the beast, which was a Suburban.
It was just like an instantaneous Texas goodbye. He was like, "Yo, Griff, we got to go." And then
well,
he just turned
I was the
left.
Motherfucker driving, and I was like, "Griff, I'm leaving. Let's go." And I started walking towards the truck. So then him and the whale show up, and I had to give, because Griff was like he lived with us. So I'm like, "All right, get in, bro. We're going." He was like, "Oh, well, she's coming with us." I'm like, "All right, well, it's your decision, whatever, bro. Get in the fucking back." And then we were getting in to leave, and then the old chick jumped in the front seat, and she was like, "Oh, I'm going with you guys. I want to come home with you guys." I'm like, okay, whatever. So we started driving home. We came back, went down Pond Springs, and we turned into that Valero, like right there on Pond Springs and the corner of Hunter's Chase and Pond Springs. We turned into that Valero. No one else knows
where that is, just us.
Yeah, well, people who live in North Austin would recognize
it. Which is probably zero of our listener base.
Yeah, well, maybe Ryan Patton.
Yeah,
call maybe. Me. Call me. So we pulled into that Valero, and we were sitting there, and I was like, well, I need some gas. So I'm sitting there pumping gas into the Beast. This is like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden...
It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, because you got to understand, I got home at 5:30, and no one was home.
Oh, so it must have been later than that then. So all of a sudden, I'm sitting there pumping gas, and the old chick, like her brother or cousin or whoever it was that had the Jeep...
Her brother, cousin, boyfriend?
Well, the Jeep that was lifted that had big tires, like he comes fucking flying into the gas station. Like literally, like flying into the gas station, slams on the brakes, parks next to me, and like I'm sitting there pumping gas, and like he pulls up, jumps out of the truck, runs over to the passenger seat, and like pulls the old chick out. And he's like, oh, you're not going anywhere. You're coming home with me. Get in the truck right now. And he's like going ape shit. And like, I'm standing here pumping gas, and I'm just like watching this shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Didn't she be like a handy in the parking lot or something?
No. Well, she came over. Well, she came over like right before she left, and she gave me a hug, and she grabbed my junk, and she tried to kiss me. And I'm like pumping gas while she's like on me. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll see you later.
Oh, you were pumping something, all right.
This is a Texas-filled porno.
No, yeah. I never touched it. Like, she Debbie touched me, but I never touched station. It. I never touched the girl.
Oh, you felt her up.
She was riding in the front seat, but I never touched her. So, anyway, I finished pumping the gas. Her crazy cousin, brother, lover, whatever the hell he was, driving the green Jeep. They took off, and Griff and the whale were still in the back seat. So, we left. We went up Hunter's Chase, turned right on 183, turned into our apartments. What was the name of the fucking Magnolia. No,
it was Magnolia Court. It was something else. It was, I don't even fucking remember. It doesn't even matter.
It's a new name. None of this matters. It's a different name now.
Now it's something else, yeah.
Yeah. So we pulled in and went to the house, and Griff and the whale, Griff was staying in the living room at the time. Sam had his own room with the door that locked, and I had my own room with the door that locked. So I went upstairs, I went to my room, I shut the door, and I locked it, and I went to bed. And then that's the part of the story where it catches up, where Sam was already at the house. Well, it comes back to the next day, right? Oh, it
does come back to the next day. Oh, so after I get off of a fucking long shift at Shenanigans, getting home at 5:30 in the morning, eating my Jack in the Box, and fucking passing the fuck out. So I knock out. I don't fucking hear anyone doing anything. It must have been 6 o'clock or something like that. So they were getting in right as like the sun was rising. And I knock out, and that was the end of it. So I wake up the next morning to fucking giggles, laughter. I hear fucking chicks talking, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I finally get up out of bed, scratch my fucking balls, walk outside, and I was in the living room. I see fucking this whale curled up next to Griff on the futon, just all giggling and happy, and fucking some shit going on, and Phil's just has his head in his hands hungover, and fucking I was like, oh my god. Finally fucking in, I don't know, it was probably like fucking 12 or 1 o'clock or something like that. And then finally, after like fucking 30 minutes, the whale leaves and fucking Griff starts talking. I was like, bro, what the fuck happened last night? And Griff's like, yo, I got rug burn on my knees. And I was like, oh my god, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Did you get rug burn on your knees, dude? I was like, what were you doing last night? I was like, do you have any broken ribs? Is your pelvis fucking just a bag of wet gravel? Do we need to go to the ER? What's going on at this point? And it was, oh man, it was good times. And that was just the first of many fucking just horrible, horrible situations that I witnessed occur at Shenanigans. I mean, fuck, dude.
Yeah, coming back to Shenanigans is like, that's nowhere you want to go, man.
It's not the first time I woke up. Well, actually, that was the first time, but it wasn't the last time I woke up hearing the voice of a woman being like, what the fuck is going on, going outside. Like, I remember fucking Phil brought some bitch home one night. I don't know where the fuck he met her, but her fucking bullshit one night stand story was, hey, I'm moving to Boston in the morning, so I'm just gonna go move to Boston, all right? You'll never see me again. Phil fucking brings home another fucking 350-pound bitch, bangs her out. I go out on the balcony and fucking, I wake up first thing in the morning after like a shift of bartending, going out on the balcony, hear this fucking bitch talking on a cell phone, and all I see is just silhouette. at least 350 to 400 pounds. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, the amount of whale blubber that could have been harvested off of this shit was just bananas. Like, I could have made wool coats. We could have fucking, dude, it would have solved the American energy crisis on the amount of fucking whale blubber that we could have burned. And I'm sitting there, and she's on the balcony, and I'm trying not to piss myself laughing so hard, just silently while smoking a cigarette. I was like, Phil hit that last night. And there's nothing he's ever going to say to deny it. Because she was wearing, like, fucking, like, some short shorts and, like, fucking an undershirt. Like, that bitch slept there the night before. Like, everyone knew that. There were no questions about that.
I feel like this probably did happen.
Dude, the best part, she came back. She was like, no, I'm moving to Boston in the morning. That was it. And all of a sudden, fucking, like, a week later, she's back in your room. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And she was like, well, you know, she said tomorrow I got to give her a ride to the airport and all this shit. Like, all this happened. I'm not making this up. I don't fucking know her name. You were the one fucking her. And I was like, bro, seriously? You're fucking... it's like climbing fucking Mount Everest with the rolls, bro.
I'm trying to think back. I feel like this is probably something that I would have done, oh, but no,
this happened. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm not exaggerating. Did you blow your own back out?
Like,
he did blow his own back. That's exactly what fucking happened. Phil blew his own fucking back out working with her. And this was just a long string of living in a fucking bachelor pad with a roommate. With both of us who had no shame. It was both of us. I'm not even going to throw it out and just say, you know what, Phil likes banging the fucking the heavier chair. No, this is both of us. We had no shame.
I remember the one time I was coming home from
this
work.
This is the best part. I don't.
And, well,
I already know the story. I don't. I remember you told it to me.
You were coming home from work, and I was at the house, and you texted me, and you were like, yeah, I met this girl on the internet. This is the address I'm going to. This is not Sam's lovely fiance. This is way, way before this.
Yeah, I don't know. Melissa was way better. The story was is that she is like the fifth or sixth person that I met. Get this, on OkCupid.
Oh, hey.
An online dating site.
Hey, I date on OkCupid.
Bro, I did all right on OkCupid after fucking 9 horrific dates where I thought I was going to be raped by Buffalo Bill. Like, that shit was legit.
I'm on 30 dates, and one of them was transsexual.
Well, there you go, Colin. You're on OkCupid. Welcome to the fucking game.
Yeah.
I just happened to find the only hot chick who was fucking cool on all of OkCupid, and now I'm marrying her.
Oh, I did that twice.
I can't get the hot chick who's cool to message me back.
No, you can't. Only did
that twice. And, like, after the second failure, I was like, I'm not going for the third strike. I'm done with this. Lights out. I'm not going to do it no more.
And Phil, I do apologize for cutting you off, but I think the moral of the story was I texted Phil the address I was going to. It was my first date on OkCupid. And Jake was like, yeah, come by my apartment. I was like, yeah, this is Buffalo Bill. He's stuck in a sack back listening to fucking Goodbye Horses.
Yeah.
You fuck me. I'd fuck me. That's what I was waiting for. And I show up, and, like, all the pictures on her profile are fucking from, like, high school. It's now fucking 10 years later. There's fucking 150 pounds later. Like, it was bad. She's running around. She's like, oh, I just got out of the shower. No fucking bra, but just an undershirt. Now, this would be great in any fucking situation, except for the fact that it wasn't great. So, she had the booty do, where the stomach sticks out more than your booty do.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey. There was no bra. There was no control going on. I was just like,
she didn't even make you cookies, though? She's I'm just changing clothes.
She sat around and made me watch fucking cookies. MTV shows. She was like, oh, yeah, I love The Real World. I love this. And I was like, I have got to kill myself right now in this apartment.
Chris Hansen wasn't there?
This was instantaneous. I walked in, saw her, and I was just like, Michael, I made a huge mistake. Just instantaneously, it was just like, this is the mistake that I will fucking notate on paper and just be like, I will not do this again.
Got to go. Yeah, dude,
that's exactly what it was. And it wasn't until like fucking 3 or 4 days later when finally I met a fucking hot chick. And I was like, yo, why don't you come over to my house? And this chick was like, are you going to rape me? My response was yes. What did she say? What's your address? Now I'm married. And that's exactly how this happened. Now I'm fucking married. There was no rape that occurred. There was nothing terrible like that that occurred. But that was literally the joke that I made. She responded to it in a witty and funny way. And then she actually fucking came over to the house. Melissa Watt, her first memories was
me.
Fucking...
Because you were
it was
at work.
You and fucking your shit is dripping all over the place. And in addition to that, so it was you and she walks into the house. You answer the fucking door and Nasty Nate's sitting in the goddamn living room. And she walks in. She was like, oh my God, I made a huge mistake. And then I fucking come home from work and she's like, well...
maybe this isn't as bad as I originally imagined, but fuck, this is a scary scene. I was like, no, don't worry, come over. My friends are here. There's more than just me. It's not like some creepy ass scene.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna rape you. And she still fucking came through. And I was like, well, fucking word is bond. So anyway, and that's how I met Melissa.
Like the way I met Melissa, she came over to my place, and my place was a shithole. Griff was living there then. You remember that?
I think I actually do.
Melissa was at your place when Griff was living there I was living there.
You remember when Griff bought all that boudin?
Yeah, you're right. We had a fucking barbecue. Melissa totally came over for that shit. Right.
Yeah,
you are 110% right. Yes, that is correct.
This is like a Griff podcast.
This is dude. We gotta fucking text Griff and be like, "Yo, Griff, you gotta check out the second half of the podcast. It's all about you, bro."
It's Griff-centric.
Maybe we'll fucking get him back here just to be on the podcast.
It's like, I feel like it's like the classic movie from 1992, Candyman. Like if you stare into a mirror,
Grifferson, and now I have DirecTV. Check that shit out. Griff, you motherfucker, man, you got to come back to Austin, dude. You are missed. Don't think different.
Yeah. So is
even Luis loves you.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
he does.
I don't know about all that. I don't know what level of love.
You don't really know Luis that well.
I really don't. I don't really know him that well either.
Luis is an interesting character. He
sounds like it. That's the only thing that I've heard from fucking you two is just that
he is.
He's an interesting cat.
He's a good guy. So the whole going back to the Melissa thing, like the first time.
And just keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, all fucking 17 listeners, that this is my fiance and also the studio head that you guys have heard about for
years. We're talking about Melissa, the studio head, and now the actual studio engineer.
She did engineer this motherfucker. She
fucking checked levels for us before the podcast started. She was running the fucking board. She's studio engineer.
Well, I told him, man, if you're going to be marrying an engineer, you at least need to know what I'd fucking do. And the best part was she actually came out with me engineer. She came with me to a fucking sound gig. She came with me to Circuit of Americas when I did that gig. Because she wanted to see what it was that I did and how to do it.
When you were doing like, God damn, I married this chick
so far. No. I'm talking about recently, like fucking 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she came out with me to a fucking sound gig that I did running the board. And I was like, well, fuck, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I sure as hell hope you were doing the Broadway adaptation of, what's the name of the movie?
The Wedding Singer?
Yes, The Wedding Singer.
No, never again.
Oh, you weren't around for that.
Dude, you know how much fucking work I've gotten from that, though?
From doing the Georgetown local theater
show. I've made probably fucking $5,000 or $6,000 off of just doing that one gig.
Because the dude was like, oh, he'll give your card out to other people.
And nah,
other
he just fucking feeds me work all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Like, you still talk to him on a regular basis?
That's how I got the gig at fucking Circuit of Americas.
Nice.
Dude, it's nonstop.
What did you do for the Circuit of Americas? Let's be a little bit more clear on this.
Sure. So what I found out, and this will kind of shock. Well, I won't say it shock anybody, but so figure Circuit of Americas. What did they spend on that shit? Fucking like $200-300 million to build that shit in Austin. Sure. So anyway, you got
to
make.
We're close to about $2.5 billion.
Well, there you go. Entire facility. It's a sick fucking track. And also, when I showed up to do the show, Corvette was fucking. They, I guess, rented the track and they were doing commercials while I fucking showed up to do sound.
They had
anyway,
2014 yeah, they right have.
Dude, that shit was fucking bananas.
That's weird because, like, about a week and a half ago, I got an email. Like, before the track was ever built, there you could be like, donate money and, like, you know, help out the track and help it to get built and all
no
that shit.
No one needs to do that. And you know why?
No,
this will follow up with
I it. Actually did that. So you're I get emails for tickets. Well, no, I'm not, because I could have got 3-day tickets this weekend to go see the Australian V8s.
For how much?
For $62.
Yeah, I could have gotten for $50 on fucking Groupon, bro. I didn't donate shit. Yes. Oh, yes. Groupon for life, bro.
Yeah, because the people that fucking did
that
and donated to it sold it.
Good deal. $50.
You can't be a regular Joe and fucking walk up to the ticket office and be like, I want to come in and watch a race. You
could be a regular Joe and fucking download Groupon and fucking do it.
I was regular tempted Joes to. Don't do that
I was
shit.
Like, fuck, dude. It's like $40 for fucking a 3-day pass. I was well, like, nah, maybe I'll do it.
There's an email that I got. We can go tomorrow and we can get seats in the morning for like $20 for grandstand seats.
Nah.
At the box office.
I don't think that anyone wants to get up in the morning. It's already fucking 1:30. It already is well, the morning, bro.
I mean, it's the first year. The one good thing that I got in an email that you probably haven't seen is the COTA, or Circuit of the Americas, actually opened where you can rent the track. If you have, like, a car club and you want to go out there, like...
Yeah, how much does that shit cost?
Well, you have to be... I mean, it's a lot of money. You can't be, like, one guy and be like, oh, I've got a Kia Sofia. I want to drive around the track.
That's exactly what it... Dude, I had a fucking... Dude, I had a Kia Sorento with a trailer on the back, and I was like, yo, I just want to fucking run. I was on the track unloading. I was totally on the fucking track unloading. Anyway, Circuit of Americas, what they offer as an alternative to fucking keep their income going is they rent out the AV or the entertainment fucking wing, where I guess some of the big wigs go, or wherever they have like Winter Circle fucking parties.
Well, they're
and
supposed
stuff
to
like
have
that.
An amphitheater there.
They do.
I don't know if
but
it's
no,
completed
they,
yet.
I wish that that's what I fucking did, but no, it was a it was like a banquet hall. And it was a Christian frat. And no, I'm sorry. It was a Christian sorority.
Oh, hey. That's I like terrible. Fucking Southern Baptist chicks.
Yeah, this was not a win.
Were they
but anyway,
from TCU?
I have no idea.
Were
I
they from Mary
dude,
Harden?
All Baylor? I did was touch the board and drop the mics, and that
hold
was
up,
it.
Hold
but
up,
anyway,
touch the board and drop
what
the mics.
What did they do, though?
I mean, come
like,
on,
what
man.
Was
and
the,
set up the PA and fucking do basically everything involved with that except for
what was the entire
players.
Reason
I'm going,
for you
I'm
being
going
there?
Back
was
to
it like
touching
a prom
the board.
Night or some shit like that?
It,
or
I have no
like
idea. I have no idea what the event I have no idea what
you know what it is because you were running the mics.
It was just a band playing, bro.
Just one band, and you ran the mics for one band?
Yes.
So you ran like 6 mics, and that was it?
I ran 17 mics.
Why do you need 17
it was
mics
a Motown
for one
band.
Fucking band?
So we had a horn section of fucking 3. We had 4 backup singers. We had 1 lead vocalist. We had all the drum mics, which came out to 7. We had a keyboard player. We had a guitar player.
Why did
we had
they
a bass
have
player.
That? It must have been like a graduation thing. How far back was this?
2 weeks.
It's pretty close to graduation because a lot of colleges are graduating, so it's probably
dude,
graduation.
All I can say is that I ran it, but that's what I did at Circuit of Americas. I ran fucking sound for a band inside of a banquet hall that was actually what I do have to say
did
about
they
Circuit
give
of
you
Americas.
Free food?
Yeah, I didn't need any of it. I was working.
Well.
The one thing that I do have to say is that they have their banquet halls acoustically treated.
Really?
So good for me. I enjoyed it. The room sounded great.
That's why it cost $4 billion to make.
Yeah, right? But I do have to say that does bring us to another ending of another fine episode of New Level Studio Podcast. I sincerely
are
do
we
appreciate
really towards that end?
Everyone who listens to this shit, everyone who subscribes to it, anyone who tells their friends, which I know is no one, but you know, maybe one day we'll get a person to actually tell their friend and be like, hey, you know what? I know about a podcast. It doesn't sound like shit because there's an audio engineer running
you
it.
You want to hear a fucking and crazy story that's extremely
no,
relevant to
absolutely
this?
Absolutely not.
Last night, Colin brought his best friend in the world over to our house.
And they made love.
Colin was like, because he wanted to go hang out. He was like, yeah, let's hang out Saturday night, blah, blah, blah. And Colin was like, no, I've got plans. I've got to do something. And the dude was like, what do you got to do? And Colin was like, well, I have to do this podcast. And the guy was like, oh, really? You're on a podcast? And I'm like, New Level Studio Podcast? You can get it on fucking iTunes? And like, no, like it was, he was a listener that would have never heard about the podcast any other way.
And still
aside
has
from
never heard the podcast.
Exactly. I was just about to say, I'm yeah. sure that he heard about the podcast. It's a matter of actually getting the hit, stating that, hey,
yeah,
this motherfucker
listened to it.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, I do sincerely appreciate anyone and everyone who actually listens to this shit. I know that it's fucking 3-2-1 guys fucking droning on about fucking just constant shit in their lives. I hope that someone gets a giggle out of
there's
it.
There's some good stuff in here. I mean, like,
well,
understandably,
you
have to sift through the
it.
Yeah, you got to sift through the BS. But if
hey,
you stick
just
with
like
it,
eBay.
There's
eBay
a fucking
$10 billion.
There you go, Colin.
It is
and
like
it all
eBay.
Brings it full circle. But yep. What I can say is that we do have fucking New Level Studios at WordPress. Or I'm sorry. WordPress.newlevelstudios.com or newlevelstudios.wordpress.com. Try either one. I'm not familiar with either one.
And very high ABV beer.
Yes, exactly. But no. If you guys have suggestions, if there's something that you want to hear, if there is a theme that you guys want, if there's anything that would fucking make someone happier, we're totally open to it. So by all means, go ahead, hit us up, leave comments. That's now available. And yeah, I very much WordPress. Look forward to hearing everyone fucking saying something. I don't care if it's fuck you. I don't care if it's good job, which I know I won't hear. The fuck you I will hear, but that's fine.
Oh, we're doing the feedback, and we're plugging all the spots where you can listen to us.
That's right. Do it up, Davis.
Well, iTunes, I'm just going to say George Villavicencio a couple of times just to make sure that he listened to the podcast all the way through so we can
make sure his name. That's not really a real person.
No, it's not a plug, but I have to put it in the podcast because I know he's listening.
And Nebuchadnezzar.
I want to let him know that we miss him, and he needs to come back to Austin and be in the frozen
and
tundra.
And get rid of the
and
snow.
And stop paying a Jamaican to shovel your snow.
Goddamn Jamaicans.
Yeah, he's doing it wrong.
I sent him a picture of Chinese barbecue the other day.
Really?
That's down to tramps. But nevertheless, listen, we do appreciate everyone who fucking tunes in. We appreciate anyone who listens. We appreciate everyone who subscribes.
Yeah.
And I look forward to
iTunes, you can get it for free. Search for New Level Studio.
It's all for free.
N-U-L-E-V-E-L. Studio, no S at the end. Also, if you don't have iTunes, if you don't want to have Apple products for whatever fucking reason,
because
you can go on the internet. All you have to do is type in New Level Studio, N-U-L-E-V-E-L, studio.podomatic.com. If you're too lazy to do that, type in podomatic.com, type New Level Studio in the search. You can find us.
It's actually more difficult that way, but that's
100% free. We will never charge you for this.
It's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
100% free. Check us out. Leave comments. Like it. Hate it. It doesn't matter.
None of this matters.
We're going to keep doing it.
It's the same comment that we've always left, which is none of this matters. If you love it, we're really happy. If you hate it, we're really happy. None of this shit fucking matters.
None of this matters.
Again, I'd like to thank what's starting to become like an in-house fucking sort of personality here. Like,
I don't think he's a guest at this point.
You're starting
to
move into more of a permanent spot. And on that basis, Colin, I'd like to thank you very much for coming out and doing our podcast and After Midnight. And Phil Davis, I hope that you fucking
die a horrible fiery death.
I think that's too intense. Phil, I hope that you get herpes. There you go. I'm just going to leave it at that. Phil, I hope you get herpes.
Dude, God, if I use his toilet, God, I'm going to get herpes.
That is enough hope for me to know that maybe one day my wish will come true. If I ever fucking come down with like cancer or leukemia and I get to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, it's going to be that you get herpes.
Really?
That's going to be your final
dying
I don't care
wish.
What it happens. Bill Davis needs to get herpes. Don't care what happens.
Your final
dying now they're going to show up and inject you, and they're going to be like, but he already has it. I don't care. I want to personally make sure that Philip Davis is infected with herpes. So just like every single goddamn New Level Studios podcast is going to end on the worst note possible.
Right to shit.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience.
Thank Ryan Wobbleberger Patton. If he's listening to
Ryan Wobbleberger Patton, fuck you. You didn't come down tonight. You were invited down anytime that you
like.
We love you, Ryan Wobbleberger Patton.
Like I said, fuck you. You're invited down whenever you want. Call me.
Anyway,
from another fine episode, New Level Podcast and New Level Studios and the New Level Studio in the newest level of all the studios.
Good night, ladies
Thank you.
And germs.
Good night. Colin, say good night.
Good night, Colin. Perfect. I love beer.
Phil.
Beer.
Good night, Phil.
Memphis good night, Sam. Peace out, bitches.
I love Bumblebee Tuna.
Bumblebee Tuna.